And this past week, Wednesday, I found out that Ron had come up with this little Bible study on the actual word Bible, B-I-B-L-E. And then Jerry took the spun off with something else on that about the ministers preaching from each letter. And I got to chewing on that, and kind of studying for my assignment, didn't know when it was going to happen. And I told Jerry there a while ago, I said, I may have to pick another E because I've got an E already. It's burning me up. I got to preach on tonight. So whenever me and Ron get together, I'll have to find me another E. Hopefully I won't run out of E's before it's over it's said and done. But the E I want to preach out of is in Ephesians. Well, that starts with an E, but that ain't what I'm thinking of. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. One of my favorite verses in the Bible. I've got it highlighted. I've got it underlined. I've got little words of it underlined. And I'm going to stress the words that I've got underlined so that you can kind of see my thought process, what really stands out to me. The Bible says in Ephesians 3, verse 20, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. I'm going to read that again. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And that's a verse that's on my heart. That word that I'm going to preach on tonight, Lord be our helper, is exceeding. And I begin to think about that one little word and how much it really means. Exceeding means over and above. It means more. It means very. Amen. And if you had went to a restaurant and ordered something off the menu and they brought you more than what you thought you were going to get, it would be exceeding what you expected. And I began to think about that word exceeding, and it really just stirred my heart this week just about how wonderful God is and how exceeding God is. How amazing it is that God can do exceeding abundantly above. I mean, that's not just more. That's more times 10 to the 10th power. Amen. Yeah. We can't even fathom exactly how much exceeding abundantly above is.
Yeah,
right. I want to tell you something. That's God tonight.
Amen.
Amen. That's the God we serve. Amen. I don't know about you, but Buddha to me is not an exceeding God. Amen.
Right.
Sitting there on the shelf, amen, rubbing his little tummy, amen, ain't going to get you to heaven. Hey, but I want to tell you something. Jesus is exceeding. Amen.
Right.
Hey, I don't know about the rest of the gods. There's many gods in the Bible. Amen.
Yeah.
We know there's a God named Baal. Amen. That they tried to cut themselves, tried to get that God's attention. Amen. We know that they tried everything they could. Went to great lengths and great measures to get their God's attention. Amen. But that God did not show up.
Yeah.
I just begin to make fun, make a wonder if he went on a journey. Maybe took a little vacation, didn't hear him, maybe went asleep. But I tell you what, he said, well, let's move over, let's see. Amen. The real God, do something big today.
Amen.
Amen. And he called from heaven, he called on God. Amen. And God rained down fire upon the altar, consumed the sacrifice, lapped up the water. Amen. That was poured down to 12 barrelfuls.
Amen.
Tell me that ain't exceeding.
Amen.
We serve an exceeding God.
Yeah.
Amen. They had gods way back in those days. Ashtaroth, they had Baal, they had Molech. Amen. They had Dagon, they had all these kinds of gods. Amen. There's all kinds of gods that are coming back to the scene today in today's society. Amen. They turned to every which way to find a solution. Amen. And now you find them turning to old pagan gods. Amen. Resurrected men, so to speak. Amen. Trying to find peace. Trying to find solution. Trying to find wisdom in old dead gods.
Amen.
I tell you what is exceeding, amen, today. Amen. A man came from heaven, amen. Amen. Laid off his robe of, amen, of immortality and put a mortal robe upon him. He came in flesh, amen, and was born in a manger in Bethlehem. Amen. And he went for so many years, amen, teaching in the temple. Amen. And when he was 33 or something years old, amen, began his ministry. Amen. He began to heal people, began to heal sick, began to do exceeding abundant above things.
Amen.
Amen. His ministry ministry, begin to raise people from the dead. Amen. Raise Lazarus from the dead. Raise a boy that was dead on his deathbed, so to speak. Amen. Raise a little daughter, amen, from Jairus' daughter. Amen. Raised her up, and many great things he did, the Bible says. So many great things that if there was books to be written, the whole world could not contain. Amen. Our God has achieved, but not only that. Amen. He was tempted in the wilderness 40 days and 40 nights. He fasted. He was tempted in the wilderness. The devil came to him three different times. Amen. He could have overtaken him, but I tell you what, he relied on the strength of. He relied on the strength of his exceeding Father in heaven. Amen. And used the word, amen, which is another exceeding thing. Amen. To fight the enemy with. Used the word to overcome the devil three different times.
Yeah.
Not only that, went all the way to a place called Calvary.
Amen.
Died an exceeding painful, agonizing death. Amen. Was laid in a tomb, a borrowed tomb, didn't even have his own name on it. Didn't even have his own tomb. Amen. Had no, when I was on earth, he had no pillow to lay his head upon. And he had no tomb to be put in. It was his own.
Amen.
Everything he had was borrowed in this world, but yet he owned it all.
Amen.
He died and was laid in that tomb.
Amen.
Amen. And the third day, talk about something that's seen. Hallelujah. Amen. He came forth from that old grave. Amen. And the stone was rolled away. And you know what that means? That meant victory for every trial and tribulation. Me and you go through, that meant victory for every sickness and ailment in our bodies. That meant victory for us to overcome the death of hell and the grave as well.
Amen.
Be raised again, eternal life.
Praise the Lord.
To be with Him forever and ever. Amen. God so loved the world is an exceeding great verse.
Amen.
Amen. That whosoever will believe on Him would not perish but have everlasting life.
Yeah.
Amen. Jesus, amen, did something nobody else could do. Amen. He laid down His life. Amen. He was put in the tomb. And on the third day He rose again. Amen. Of His own power. He told Pilate and he told the rest of them, amen, that I have power to lay down my life and I've got power to take it up again. Jesus was such an exceeding man. Amen, that the scribes and Pharisees that looked at Him, they began to say, never man spake like this man. This man was so exceeding, He walked on the water. Amen, this man was so exceeding that after they toiled on out, Jerry, trying their best to fish and make a little living.
Amen.
Amen. No doubt I was discouraged when Christ had died. Amen. And said that they forsook them. They forsook the Lord and went their own way. Amen. And he saw it seem that when they had caught a bite of fish, he told them to cast their net on the right side. And they grew a multitude of fish. Multitude is exceeding. Amen. That's an exceeding abundance. Amen. So much so that the net broke and the water was getting in the ship. Amen. We serve an exceeding God. Amen. We was coming around here and, amen, I was looking at the clouds and, man, I don't know how many of you saw the clouds today if you paid attention. But I'll tell you one thing, they were massive. Amen. You look at a mountain and you look at a cloud and it was dwarfing the thing. I was looking at that and it was amazing. I looked out as we turned the cornfield on the way down here. It really caught my attention. But I'll tell you what, I saw the mountains overshadowed. Amen. It was dark on some of them. You know how it is when you look out there. The sun is hitting some of the mountain. Amen. And the shadows hit the rest of it. I told my wife, I said, hey, it amazes me that something is big enough to cast a shadow on the mountain. Amen. Think about that. Something bigger than the mountains. Hey, there's a God, amen, that's bigger than any mountain you've ever faced. Amen. Compared to God, the mountain is overshadowed, amen, by His shadow. We have served an exceeding, abundant, above God. All that we can ask or think. Amen. When He made the world, amen, there was nothing here. It was dark, it was void. We learned this in the very beginning of the Bible. Dark and void, the darkness and the void was on the face of the deep. Spirit moved upon the face of the waters. Amen. And then God said all of a sudden, let there be light. And there was light.
Right.
You think God was surprised when there was light?
No.
You think He was like, well, let me try something. can't get God by surprise. I heard a preacher say one time, did it ever occur to you that nothing ever occurred to God? Nothing ever became new to the Lord. He knows it all.
Amen.
He knows it all. He's that exceeding. He knows our problems. He knows how to solve.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, we don't know how to solve them. All we got to do is give them to the problem solver. He can take care of every bit of it. But amen, he goes on, he creates light, he takes the light, and he separates the darkness from the light.
Yep.
I mean, everything is in the palm of his hand.
Amen.
This whole world is in the palm of his hand.
Amen.
Everybody's worried about meteor showers and all this other stuff. Amen. What's going to happen is going to happen according to the Word of God. Amen. Not what scientists say, but what the Word of God says. Yes, it's going to be terrible. We've been studying Revelations in Sunday school for months. And it's going to be terrible for those that have to endure that aren't born again, that aren't ready to meet the Lord.
Wow.
Amen. Nothing happens except God knows about it, except Amen. God's in control of it. That's how exceeding He is. And I think about when He was making the world, He made the plant life, He made the vegetation, He made the even the dirt of the ground. He made the dirt. He made the animals. He made all the trees. He made, and then He made man. The Bible says at the end of chapter 1, I believe it is, that everything He made, God looked around and rested. On the seventh day, and He looked around at His creation, and He said everything He made was very good. Very good. Not just good. Not just good enough. I'm glad salvation wasn't just good enough to get me to heaven. I mean, salvation was exceeding. Amen. That's an exceeding word.
Amen.
This whole creation was very exceeding good when God got through.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you were born, I believe God looked at you and said you were very good. And very precious.
Yeah.
His eyes. Yes, we're all sinners by nature. We're all fallen under the Adam curse. But amen, if we know Jesus, amen, that makes all the difference. Amen, they sing a song when we sing with the Gilbert family. He's all I need. And that's all that matters, that I know Jesus and He knows me. Amen. Glad to know that Jesus knows me.
Right.
Glad to know that He is exceeding abundant above all that I can ever comprehend.
Right.
Amen. That lets me know that I can bring my problems and my troubles to Him. Lets me know that I can take whatever is on my heart. Amen. You think about the Bible, when you read some of the old prophets, amen, they had a talk with the Lord, amen. And sometimes you wonder if the Lord was going to strike them down with lightning because they were so coarse with Him. They were so forward with Him, so frank with Him. Amen. God wants you to pour your heart out to Him. There ain't nothing too big for God. Amen. He told Moses and them to tell the people that if anything's too hard for you, bring it unto me, and I will hear it. And He told them, He said, is there anything too hard for God? Not a thing too hard for God. Not a thing too big for God that God can't solve. And why is that? Because He's exceeding, amen. Ordinary men and women can't walk on the water.
Amen.
I don't care if their name is Buddha or Muhammad or any of the rest of them. See, they didn't do an exceeding work. Jesus did an exceeding work.
Amen.
Amen. He is alive today. Amen. The Bible says in Hebrews 7:25, amen, that wherefore He is able, there's that word again, also to save them to the uttermost.
Yes.
Exceeding. He's able to save them to the uttermost that comes unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them.
Yeah.
I'm glad we've got a God in heaven, a God. Amen. Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, Trinity, these three, amen, are three, but they're also one. I'm glad today we've got those three in one, amen, watching out for us every move we make.
Amen.
Amen. That's nothing that gets by God. Everything that's going on in the world today, terrorism, politics, you name it.
Yep.
Behind the scenes stuff that we don't know anything about that's going on, it's not slipping God's eyes. God is exceeding abundant. He knows exactly what's going on. And I tell you what, that picture will just stick in my mind about the shadow over the mountains. Amen. God is bigger than any mountain in our life. He is exceeding, amen, great and exceeding worthy, therefore, of our praise. Amen. Bible said, Jesus Himself said that God the Father seeketh such to worship Him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus gave His all for us. Amen. We should give our all for him and to him. Why? Because he is exceeding.
Amen.
Amen. That's been my letter for this night. I just could not get off that. Just when you think about how big and how great God is, yet he's still small enough to live inside me.
Amen.
That's exceeding. I feel like I've cleared my heart, Brother Jerry. I'm going to ask if you would come back and
Amen.
Take charge of the service. Thank you for your teaching tonight. But I'm glad that we have an exceeding God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate the message.
Amen.
You know, I ain't going to add nothing to the message. But I'm going to have a brainstorm. Whenever he's talking about the shadows that made the mountains dark. And it hit me. And, you know, it said, and the light, in the fourth verse, and in him was life. And the life was the light of man. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. In the soul of man, there ain't no shadows.
Amen.
In the soul of man, the sun don't ever go down.
Amen.
In the soul of man, the light. Is it
wonderful?
Amen. I just couldn't keep thinking about that whenever he was talking about the shadows, and I've seen them, you've seen them. The night is fixing to set in. The evening is at hand. And the shadows is lengthening. Pretty soon there'll be dark. But in the soul of man, there is no night, there is no darkness. Isn't it wonderful? Praise the Lord.